Oak Hill presents an unabridged recording of Kemp, Passage at Arms, by Jonathan Lunn, writing as Daniel Hall, read by Jack Michael Stacey. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Oak Hill. Chapter 1. "It seems he found his glory then," Sir Thomas Holland said bleakly. He was dressed in full armour, the jupon bearing his coat of arms, a white lion on an azure background patterned with fleur-de-lis, slashed and bloody. But the blood was not his own, for the sword strokes which had rent it had failed to pierce the chainmail habergeon beneath. The visor of his egg-shaped bassinet, now scratched and dented, was raised to reveal the face of a man in his mid-30s, clean-shaven, a patch of white silk covering his left eye, the right one dark, piercing and intense, giving his bronzed features a saturnine appearance. Beside him stood his sergeant-at-arms, a Dow Lancastrian named Wat Preston, a stocky man with close-cropped hair and a seamed face, wearing a broad-brimmed kettle helmet and a brigandine jerkin of leather reinforced with steel plates. The rest of the huddle of men was made up of 5 archers, the remainder of Preston's platoon. Their ages ranged from 16 to 55, although even the youngest, Limkin Tate, had the look of a battle-scarred veteran about him now. Less well-armoured than Holland, their own clothes were torn and blood-stained, as often as not with their own blood, and all of them had sustained wounds. Their faces were pale and drawn from lack of sleep, their chins covered in stubble. With tired eyes they gazed down at the body of Holland's squire, and at the broken-off point of a lance in his stomach. He lay with his bloodied sword in his right hand, his left hand clutching Holland's banner to his breast, as if he had died trying to save it from capture. His blue eyes stared blankly up into the misty sky. The squire had not been the only one to die in the battle. Although mist now shrouded the battlefield, the survivors could see bodies strewn across the hillside, heaped thickest where the fighting had been at its most fierce. Assisted by 2 heralds and 2 clerks, 3 knights now moved among the corpses, making a careful tally of the men of quality who had been slain. No one bothered to count the bodies of the dead commoners. There were looters, too, working their way steadily across the field of death to rob the dead and the dying alike. Human versions of the carrion crows engaged in taking their pick of the spoils. It had been Martin Kemp's first pitched battle. Kemp was the second youngest member of the platoon, only a few months older than Tate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?